Overtime about to get underway as the Bears really have dropped. They have only scored 18 points here in the second half and wind up tying at the end of regulation, 44-44. And here we are ready to start
the overtime. Jump, and Ava wins the jump. 4 minutes in overtime between the Bears and the Bears. Big SCA game. Willa trying to get to 10 wins. They're going to have to work hard and work overtime to do it. Here's a pass. It's tipped. Saved by Wilbank. Saved to Ava, but then taken away by Brady James. Rogers, one on two. To Colby on the left side. Colby will slow it down with 3:30 to play in OT. Every possession in overtime just magnified. So important.
4 minutes is what we started with.
Low-scoring game, so, man, any kind of basket here is big. Stewart in the corner for Rogers. Jace lobs it to Stewart. On the baseline, his pass tipped, stolen by Merritt. So both teams turn it over in the first minute. Here's Dalton for Ava. Bounces it left side. Looks in at Pesci. Back to Merritt. Left side. Three ball by Henry is good.
Ava leads 47-44. 3 minutes to go in overtime.
Huge basket for the Ava Bears. Rogers in the corner. Jace to Wilbank. Wilbank wraps out to Colby James. Left side, Rogers for three. Got it! We're tied at 47. Both teams trade turnovers. Both teams trade three-pointers. We may need more overtime. 2.5 minutes left. Dalton at midcourt. Bounces it to Henry. Henry up top to Merritt. Looks into Pesci. Pesci clears it back out. There's Dalton. Dalton gets to the free throw line. His pass tipped. Saved from going out of bounds by Henry. He takes off baseline, lays it up and in. Ava back in front by two. 49-47. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Colby into the front court. Left side for Stewart. Stewart takes off. Fires to Brady James for three in the lead. No good. Rebound comes out long to Stewart. Stewart to Rogers left side. Jace goes baseline to the basket. No, no foul. Rebound tipped. And now they're going to call Wilbanks for a foul with some incidental contact. And how do they not blow the whistle on that attempt? Ava will go to the line. It's like the foul carry over from the fourth quarter. With a 2-point lead and 1:45 to play. Swadesh back at the line. He has two misses late in regulation. First one here is good. Gives Ava a 3-point lead. That matches their biggest lead of the night, and he can make it a 2-possession game with a free throw here. Swadesh. Second one is good. 4-point lead for Ava, minute 45 to play. Colby James into the front court. He'll hand it to Rogers. Jace hands it to Stewart. Left side for Colby. Colby looks underneath. Takes off to the free throw line. Sends out of traffic. Rogers left side. Open three. Got it! 1-point game. Ava with the inbound. Bears will put some pressure on. Henry in the backcourt. Colby's got him. And a timeout by Ava. They will take their one timeout of overtime with 1:17 to go in OT. Ava leading 51-50. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
One 11 left to go in the first overtime. As the Bears trail the Ava Bears 51-50. Both teams matching each other with trays here in the early going, but those free throws by Grant Swadesh, he missed two of those near the end of regulation, but he made those two in overtime, and that's got his team up by one.
1:17 to play, tons of time, and we've seen lots of twists and turns here in the last closing of regulation, now here in overtime. Ava will inbound at midcourt. Entering into the backcourt for Swadesh. Swadesh gets around Brady James, gets it to the top of the key, and
Brady
a hand check on Brady.
They got pushed off, yeah.
But they're going to call it on Brady.
Yeah, well.
And Swadesh will go to the line.
Swadesh went back and pushed him off. And
mixed results.
Sometimes that would be a foul.
The freshman back at the line. Missed two earlier, made two recently. Got two here. First one is no good. Better option to foul than Dalton.
Yeah, much.
Swadesh can give Ava a two-point lead. Minute 12 to play. Spin it around. Take his time. Free throw is good. Two-point lead for Ava. 1:12 to go. Colby into the front court. No timeouts for Ava. One for Willow. Colby up top. Left side for Stewart. Into the corner for Rogers. Rogers back to Colby. Colby to Brady. Stewart in the corner. 55 seconds to play. Jates on the left side. Back to Colby at midcourt with 47. Brady, lob it, cross court to Rogers, and he steps on the sideline, out of bounds, turnover Will, with 42 seconds to play in overtime. Just an unforced turnover as Rogers didn't realize he had his heel on the sideline. Abel will take it back, and now Bears need a turnover. Abel will inbound to Swadesh, get it back to Henry. Henry dribbles it across midcourt. They chase him, get it to Merritt. Merritt to Henry. To Dalton. Dalton at midcourt with 30. Dalton back to Swadesh with 25. Somebody's got to foul him. Ava playing keep away with 22. And there's a foul coming. And Merritt will go to the line with 20 seconds to play. There's what a log clock run off before that foul. Credit Ava for doing a nice job of keep away. And it's Peyton Merritt at the line. Yes, two. First one is good. Makes it a three-point lead for Ava. And Coach Forrest will go ahead and take his time out here, try to ice Merritt and keep it a one-possession game with 20.8 on the clock. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.8 seconds left to go in the game. Ava up 53-50. They've got one more free throw to shoot. Merritt does. And if he does, that'll make it a two-possession game, or you could foul on a three-point shot and get four, but make the situation very difficult for the Bears to send this one into another overtime or win it.
Merritt at the line. With a clutch free throw. Spins it around a couple times. Takes a big, deep breath. Free throw is no good, but there's a rebound by Pesci. Gets it to Dalton, and Ava is going to send Dalton back to the free throw line with 15.6, and that was a huge, huge rebound. Best free throw shooter goes to the line with a chance to.
That's twice. The Bears have allowed a rebound to go to somebody else at the free throw line, and that's unacceptable.
Can't happen.
Nope, can't do it.
Dalton's free throw is good. Makes it a two-possession game, 15.6. That rebound was the play of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference in Willow having a shot to send it to double overtime and probably heading back to Allen County. Second free throw is missed. Wilbanks with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Rogers. Jace to Brady. Back to Rogers. Colby James fires up a long three. It's an air ball. Saved by Wilbanks. No, it's not. It's out of bounds on Willow. Ava's got the ball and a four-point lead. And the Ava Bears are going to pick up their fifth win of the season. It is always hard to come back to Douglas County and get a win. Ava gets the inbound with four. Colby knocks it down, steals it with two, puts up the jumper. It's good, but that's not enough. Ava wins it, 54-52 in overtime. We'll come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Back in Ava, heartbreaker
for the Willow Bears. The Ava Bears pick up their fifth win of the season. Willow really led throughout the game, had a 9-point lead in the third quarter, but Ava just kept that consistent zone defense. Willow's shooting woes really continued from start to finish in this game. The fouls were extremely unbalanced, and the Bears allowed Ava Bears to keep creeping back in it in the second half. Ava ties it up late in the game. Willow fights back, sends it to overtime, but then in overtime, Ava outscores Willow
10-8,
and wins it 54-52.
Yeah. This is the way the scoring went for the Ava Bears. Dalton had 19 in the ball game, 14 for Hesse, and then it was 8 for Barracks, and 5 for Henry, 5 for Swadesh, and 3 for Donnelly. They turned the ball over 16 times in the game. And they had a total of 4 team fouls in the game.
Hard to believe.
On the other side of the ledger, the Bears were led in scoring with Kobe James, 22, 18 for Jace Rogers, and 8 for Brady James, and 2 for Wilbanks. And I didn't check to see how many free throws the Ava Bears had, but that was the majority of their points late in the ball game. In the overtime, they were 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. And so just an unfortunate game for the Bears from Willow to have to come in here and play. It so reminds me, Marty, of 2 years ago when we came in here and the Bears played Ava, playing for an SCA championship. It went much the same way.
Yeah.
So tough to play over at Ava. But the Ava Bears have to come to Willow next year, so we'll see what happens then.
That'll do it from Douglas County. Willow will be back home Friday night to take on the Mountain Grove Panthers. For Curtis Ballou, back in the studio, for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Bears lose this one in overtime in Ava, 54-52. Good night from Douglas County.